Right?
Hi there, Jack.
I'm listening. Go ahead.
Okay, good. So my name is Paul. I'm the regional pricing director. How it works and what's included, answer any questions that you have. And then, of course, since it is a very well-established business, she does want me to apply that established business rate and make it even more affordable for you. Now, I do have your file here in front of me. I'm sure you know how this works, and you're familiar with that local map or that PAC result that pops up near the top of the page, right? I mean, that's kind of where we all go as consumers when we need something but don't necessarily know who to call. Now, what that means for you is that both residential and business owners will be able to call you directly. They're going to go on Google. They're going to go on Bing. They're going to be on a computer or a smartphone or any device that accesses the Internet. They're just going to be typing in keywords related to any of the services you want to provide. And as long as they're in that 30-mile service area, they'll be able to see you as the top option and call you directly. Now, of course, it requires we create all the content necessary to get you found on that first page. Yelp, Facebook, Super Pages, Manta. Is there an active website for the business currently?
No.
Not currently. Okay. So we'll do a website for you because our job is not just to list you on the first page of Google and Bing. It is, of course, to give the people who see you there the reasons to call you. So, of course, talking about your experience and showcasing your work with before and after photos. Now, there's going to be a social media campaign. There's going to be paid Facebook ads as well so that we can get you found quickly throughout that 30-mile service area and even target specific cities, zip codes, subdivisions where it's going to be most profitable for you. Now, Mary's got you in at 20 years. That's going to qualify you for our legacy rate. It's the lowest rate by far that we offer to the public. We do, in fact, prefer to work with companies that know what they're doing, obviously. You've got the experience. You're looking at a 50% reduction in the cost of the service. You'll save $300 every single month, and it's going to bring the rate down from what would have otherwise been $599 a month to a fixed flat rate of just $299.00. That's the exact amount. Now, what I'll be able to do here for you is actually include, Jack, that website at no additional cost, meaning we'll build it, host it, maintain it, even update it for you at no additional cost. In fact, it...
I'm listening to it. I'm just working at the same time.
Okay, so you're not going to be paying for leads, the click, the calls, or the job, not a percentage of your profits, no taxes, fees, surcharges, or anything like that. With the calls coming to you, no matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it's going to be that exact amount, that flat rate, and we do offer the services on a month-to-month basis. So it is our job to keep your phone ringing and kind of earn your business 1 month at a time. Now, it's not designed for companies that are starving for work, and it's not going to inundate you with more work or phone calls than you can handle. But, of course, as a top option on that first page of Google and Bing, you'll get enough phone calls to kind of pick and choose the jobs that are going to be most profitable for you. Jack, is it mostly just you doing the work, or do you have a couple of guys or a crew?
I have a crew.
You have a crew? Okay. And do you prefer, like, smaller handyman jobs or, like, remodels, renovations, kitchen and bathroom?
Kitchen and bathroom.
Oh, perfect. Perfect. A very profitable service is absolutely. And, of course, you know, I think one job is more than going to offset the cost of our service for many months at a time. Being that we are looking to find one company to work with, I think you'd be an excellent fit for it. Obviously, we don't often speak with businesses that have been around for 20 years. You're going to love it and be very successful using the service on a month-to-month basis. Now, I'm sure you've got questions for me, but at least on the service, is that going to be something you would want for affordable handyman this time?
I would, but the main thing that that gets my concern when y'all call me, because I get about 10 of these a day.
I bet.
Is the, I did this a few years ago,
Okay.
And within a month, I never saw my name show up.
Really?
And
okay.
What I've learned over the time is that as soon as you hang up with me, you're calling somebody else.
Well,
and once you sell it to the next person, then you've basically already deleted what you promised me you're going to do.
I don't know who you were working with before, but it wasn't us, because that's not how we operate. Now, we are responsible for all of the United States and Canada and every industry under the sun, so we do continue to fill listings where they are available, but we are Google partners, and we've been part of that partnership program from the very beginning, which is almost 8 years now. That's when Google wanted to partner up with businesses to provide professional management of these types of services for small and medium-sized companies. Now, we've been around since 2004 ourselves, but to maintain that Google partnership means that we cannot knowingly put our clients in competition with each other. So we'll actually be closing out this category for the greater Corpus Christi area, and we will not be able to work with your competitors. So I don't know who you worked with before, a couple of months ago, a couple of years ago, whenever it was, but it certainly wasn't us, and we would never do that. I mean, first of all, it doesn't make sense for us to provide our services below our operating cost if we're going to risk losing you as a client. The $299 doesn't even begin to cover our cost in that first month. We're going to be spending, first of all, $100 in that first month and every month on Facebook ads. The website itself, the resources, the direct costs that we're going to incur to create that, as well as be on the first page of Google, Yelp, Facebook, Superpages, Manta, dozens of directories that are not even known to the public. We also have to do what's called a NAPW audit. You've been around for 20 years. There's going to be information online that may not be current or consistent or accurate. We have to clean that up. There's normally a $299 setup fee just to help us cover the cost of doing that. And a lot of the times we'll even sell the website by itself as a standalone product for $399. Now, it's only because you've been around for 20 years that I'm reducing the cost of the service and waiving your setup fee, but it puts us in the hole. We're not going to break even on this for probably 4 or 5 months with you as a client paying $299. So your success is our success. We're definitely invested in your company. We've got skin in the game, so to speak, but we've been around since 2004, so for almost 19 years now, a top-rated SEO company. There's no way we would be able to stay in business if we were not able to put and keep our clients on that first page and earn their business for several months, especially when, like in this case, we're losing money in the first few months here. So, like I said, I can't speak to the other company that you worked with. I certainly can't wear a black eye for what happened with those guys, but it wasn't us, and I mean, quite frankly, I would never I've been with the company myself for 10 years, over 10 years. April 17th was my 10-year anniversary. I would not risk my position within the company nor my company's position as a Google partner to fill this position and then try to call somebody else. You know, that wouldn't make sense for us.
Okay. The only thing I see that you got wrong is I'm no longer in Corpus Christi. I haven't been there in over a year.
Really? We saw a Angie Leads listing that's got you in Aransas Pass. So where are you located now?
I am in Fort Worth, Texas.
You're in Fort Worth. Okay. So that's what I was saying. There's going to be old and inaccurate information out there for your company, and one of the first things that we're going to have to do is clean that information up. We wouldn't want anything out there conflicting with the current information for your business. So we're going to do what's called the NAPW audit. Again, it stands for name, address, phone number, and website. That's odd. That must be a very old listing. So are you on Callaway Drive?
That's an old address from before I moved to Corpus.
Oh.
I moved to Corpus to help a family member with dying of cancer, and I just carried the business down the window.
Oh, so you're back in Fort Worth then.
Yeah.
Oh, I gotcha. Okay. So yeah, the Angie listing that's out there, that's going to be old, inaccurate information. Let me try to get that NAPW audit started right now just to see what's already out there and see what we can do to start fixing it. So
I don't know why Angie even still has that, because Angie's, I've used Angie in Fort Worth.
Okay.
I quit using them because they're getting more and more fraudulent.
Well, that's what I've heard. I mean, they partnered up with Home Advisor about, what, almost 3-4 years ago by now. Okay. So let me ask you this. The phone number that we're speaking on, Jack, is this the number that you would want your customers to call?
Yes. This has been my number for 30 years.
And this is the business number as well as the best number to reach you. Is it a smartphone now? Can you receive text messages on that number?
Yes.
Okay. Like I said, everything has the click-to-call feature, so the calls will come directly to you. But there's also going to be a contact form on the website that we'll be building for you. So, of course, that means people can fill that out, tell you where they're located, where they live, or where their business is located. When they fill out that form, you'll get a text message as well as an email. So you'll always know right away when someone is trying to reach out to you, and whether they are calling you directly, as they most often will, or reaching out to you through your website. It's still a flat rate. You're not going to pay extra for those leads either. And then anything they type into that form will also repopulate right on your tracking and your reporting system. So you'll have 24/7 access to what we call your client dashboard. From there, you can see exactly how much work you're getting and where that work is coming from. Now, if it's a business email, we'll list it on the website. People will be able to see it. If it's more of a personal email, it will be hidden. No one would need to see it. And, of course, for longer pieces of information that we want you to have for your records, from time to time, we'll email things out to you. Jack, what is a good email address either for you or for your business?
It's dblj.renovations.
You said renovation or renovations with an S at the end?
With an S.
With an S, okay. Is that at Gmail?
Uh-huh.
So you said DBLJ, renovation?
J. Uh-huh.
At gmail.com. Okay, perfect. And now...
And that's also my sister company.
Oh, it is. Okay. And then, like I said, we use phone, text, and email, usually the method most appropriate to the information we're trying to get out to you. Did you have a preference, though, as to how we contact you, phone, text, email, any of those, all of those?
All of them.
All of them? Perfect.
Text
and email is
probably my preferred way.
You said text and email?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll put text and email preferred. And then... I guess my question for you in Fort Worth, you're service-based, right? Meaning that you always go out to the customer. No one ever does come to you, so there would not be a physical address or like a brick-and-mortar showroom, anything like that, that we'd be promoting for your business online?
Not right now. I'm working on that.
Okay. If that ever changes, let us know. But Google actually does expect most service-based businesses to kind of be run from the home, kind of run out of the truck. And if you don't see customers come to you, they're just going to list you city and state, not even a zip code, and certainly not any physical street address. We will want to make sure, though, that you are an active business in the local area. And Google does still prefer the U.S. Postal Service, although they're doing a lot more video verifications than they had done in the past. But they don't verify post office boxes or personal mailboxes. Those could be rented by someone out of town. And, of course, they want to make sure that businesses in the local map are indeed local businesses. Where exactly, Jack, are you currently receiving your mail?
At my residence at Springtown.
In Springtown. What is the street address?
6517.
Mm-hmm.
West Highway 199.
Okay. And that's populating as 76082.
Correct.
Okay, perfect. And then if you don't have any other questions for me at this point, I would do a couple of things. One, I'd be taking a look at what we call our client interview calendar. That would be to schedule a follow-up call with our technician. Of course, that's where we kind of dot the I's and cross the T's and make sure that we know things like mission statement, motto, tagline, slogan, you know, what's unique about your business, how you want to be branded, knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. If you've got a logo already, we'll use it. If not, we will create one for you with your suggestions, and we would take care of all of that in a follow-up call. You don't have to be in front of a computer for that particular call. The other thing that we would do here to secure the listing for your business would be to read what's called a voice verification. It actually does get recorded through the computer and attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you. So you know that it is a month-to-month service, that it's that fixed flat rate, that we're actually including a website for you, etc. Now, the voice verification is recorded, but you would be able to stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is, however, pretty straightforward. And I'm actually required to read it before I can even ask you for any form of payment. But if everything makes sense at the end, we could move forward from there. Is that fair?
Yeah, are we going to do that now, or is it something you're going to reschedule with me? Is that what you're saying?
Well, the follow-up call would be with our technician, and we would schedule that at your convenience for maybe even later on today. But if this is something you would want for your business, it would take me about 5 minutes to get through that voice verification. We'd get the card on file and process that initial payment of $299 and then schedule the follow-up call with our technician.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds good, but I want something in writing.
Okay. I'm going to email out to that email address that I've got here on file, and then I know you're working right now. Would you be able to take a look at that email at some point today? It's still fairly early, about, what, 11 o'clock here. Would you like me to, you know, call you back maybe this afternoon?
Yeah, that'd be fun. You want to give me until about 3 o'clock?
Till about 3? Yeah, I'll give you about 3 o'clock, and then I'll get that email out in just a couple of minutes here. Certainly give you time to take a look at that. But I think you're going to be really successful with this. I mean, like I said, you've got quite a lot of experience, and that's going to translate well when people see that on a website. And I'll definitely get that email right out to you and follow up with you around 3 o'clock.
Sounds great.
All right, Jack. I appreciate you, and we'll talk to you soon. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you. Take care. Bye-bye.